Yes, indeed. It's Mike and Kim along with you in another edition of The Good Stuff for you right here on your local radio station. And you know, if you're a rancher, then you need to be subscribing to the Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for your agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
You always think of the weather, and with the weather, we think of springtime. And Sue Argenbright of Valentine, Nebraska sent this to us. It's springtime in Nebraska. It's springtime in Nebraska. The wind, it still does blow. Yes, it's balmy, sunny springtime. It looks like it could snow. Don't put away your coveralls or stash your high galoshes, because it's springtime in Nebraska with weather change by goshes. There's frostbite on your sunburn, or maybe the reverse. Don't complain about the weather, because it probably will get worse. Dig calves out of the snowbanks, wade knee-deep in mud. We really do need moisture, but I'm weary of the crud. Ah, springtime in Nebraska, taint for the weak of heart. But the challenge of the weather can sometimes be the trying part. J.R. Trumbull wrote that in 2013. Still applies.
Here's another one of those little tidbits about agriculture. There's an amazing community to be found in agriculture. Not only have we found an amazing community of women in the area, but also online. I had no idea how many blogs and Facebook pages there were out there dedicated to farming and ranching. I feel like I know a lot of these women, but we've never actually met. It makes the world feel a little bit smaller and more connected. And sometimes we complain about the long hours that everybody works, but there are days that you get to ride along in a tractor and that they come home for lunch. I know that these are times that we all take for granted. If we were in the corporate world, I would rarely, if ever, get to just hang out with my spouse while he or she was on the clock. And I definitely wouldn't bring the kids along to climb all over his desk.
Okay, I like all of those, Mike. Thank you. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Just a little tidbit there for you. Got a couple more. He is rich who is satisfied. And nothing makes it so difficult to be natural as the desire to appear so.
Spring baseball is wrapping up, and I thought maybe we'd better start thinking a little bit about golf, baseball, summer activities, and those things. Before I do that, I want to remind you, if you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, pretty easy to get that done. Just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. O'Kelly was a hero. You just asked the girls that eyed him in his baseball uniform and watched his cleated stride, his visored cap, set back upon a thatch of hair that curled, and in this game you surely knew R. Kelly'd show the world. They drove the gentle cows away from Jones's pasture lot, and all the crowd from far and near were gathered on the spot. 'Twas Mudville's day of glory, for they knew where they were at, with Kelly's reputation and his prowess at the bat. The summer's heat, the close-cropped grass, they didn't mind at all. They gazed in adoration as the umpire cried, "Play ball!" And mighty Kelly, whom they knew was measured by the great, advanced in kingly majesty and stood beside the plate. His chest was out, his chin was up, a light was in his eye. The umpire called strike one as Kelly let the ball go by. Another came and Kelly smiled, as they knew that he would do. Their hero needed but one chance. The umpire said strike two. And now the murderous bat was poised. He lifted just a bit. 'Twas plain that Kelly planned to make at least a three-base hit. The pitcher fired. The batsman swung. Opponents knew the worst. The ball drove out among the cows as Kelly rounded first. The urging of his worshippers he couldn't help but mind. And as the ball came soaring back, left second base behind. 'Twas nip and tuck. The ball was near for third. He made his bid. Slide, Kelly, slide, the base coach cried. Slide, slide, and Kelly dead. They took him out behind the cars and wiped him off with care. They scrubbed it from his uniform and combed it from his hair. The crowd gave forth with laughing jeers. A king had lost his place, said Kelly in a humble way. I thought that it was third base. From C.H. Creed, a little bit of baseball information for you as we get ready to start the baseball season. And, of course, March Madness underway with college basketball. Sports continue on. We appreciate each and every one of you spending a little part of your day with us here on your local radio station. I know they appreciate it, too. So drop them a line and let them know that you enjoy them serving you in your particular area. And that's The Good Stuff.